I was confronted with the concept of it not being as I envisioned. And when I came to that realization, it was anger. It was, you know, well, you guys are really dumb because you don't realize how great I am.
Hello, and welcome to the fourth episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. I am so excited for this episode where I'll be talking to Leslie, who's an alum of my signature coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, as you just heard a snippet. I'll be talking to her about her journey from being stuck, confused, and a bit angry about her career situation to feeling clear, confident, and aligned in her career decisions. Leslie shares about her career and emotions before joining the program, her favorite transformations and parts of the program, and shares a message for you if you're considering applying to FYFC. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in.
Hi, Leslie. How are you doing?
Hi, Tega. I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I'm really looking forward to talking with you. So just kind of jump right in. Okay. So if you could think about your life and your career before FYFC, how would you describe those things?
So I knew I was ready for an adjustment. I was ready for a change. I had applied for a promotion that I had not been successful in achieving. And it really made me think about where I was. And frankly, I had found you on Instagram and I just really was not, I felt confused. I think in general, I knew there was a call to change something, but I wasn't really sure. And it's one of those things where I didn't realize it until I got into your program, but just in general, all the stuff that was here that was sort of whirling around, I had zero mechanism to help me organize it. And I didn't know that at the time. It wasn't until after I started working with you that I was like, oh.
Yeah. So I'm hearing like a bit of confusion, a bit of lack of clarity for you, but not just that. It sounds like you're saying you didn't even realize that you didn't have clarity until you were in the program. It was like, oh, I don't know how to navigate all these pieces of information that are in my head. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. And I think for me, I did one of you had a free session that I think was tied to Job Search Simplified. It was kind of some key components. And I listened to that and I took some notes and I really liked how you broke things down. And in the process of that, I realized, okay, so maybe I have the skills to do that independently if I had really sat down, but I had such an emotional tie to that feeling of stuck and that feeling of, you know, I was also trying to process kind of like how much of this was really me wanting to make a change and how much of it was me just responding badly to rejection. But when I watched that and I listened to you, I was like, okay, this is very process oriented. And even in that, even though I wasn't necessarily job seeking at the time, I was struck by how even just that simple, like half hour, these are the steps. I was like, wow, this feels really powerful. And so I think that is what kind of shook me and prompted me to fully commit to you. I had the call and, I think even our call, you were like, you seem confused. And I was like, yes, that's what I am.
That is me.
That's me. Yeah. And I mean, from the sake of looking back on it, I have so much more clarity now of where I was there. And I think the main takeaway that I had in my time with you was just that kind of unrelenting push to really like hold myself accountable. Because the sessions were great. I loved talking to you. I loved the cohort, the women that we were in together, but just that relentless, you know, you're here for 6 weeks, you've invested in yourself, you're going to do this. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't feel like you would come and, I don't know, threaten me if I didn't, but I also felt this very strong urge to kind of live up to the standards you were creating. And I mean, really just from the very first session, the very first homework, it was like just one realization after the other. Mm-hmm. And clarity is the word you use. And I believe that's what I said in my feedback to you, was that's what it felt to me. I had a real strong sense of the reality of the person that I am and that I want to be. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I think that the timing is such, because I had come through kind of a difficult emotional place in the job I had had. And I think by finding you, it was like, it was permission to kind of let that go and really focus on what was authentic for me. Mm-hmm. And that's really what the program did for me. The framework, the exercises we did, it's just, and I think at one point I told you don't charge enough for the program, because the insights that I had were so like, I was like, these are familiar, but they are also just rocking my world to even think that they're still part of who I am. So, it was a really, my MBA program that I'm starting, which in large part I pursued because of the clarity I got, talks about transformation guaranteed. And I'm like, girl, I already had transformation. I don't know if you're one of that, but why not?
I love that. You're like, I already transformed. I don't know what y'all about to do, but I'm coming in transformed. I love that so much. Now, one piece that I heard you say was you had such an emotional tie to that space of being stuck. And so if you can kind of, because I know you're saying going through the program helped you sort of see where you were a bit clearer now that you've gone past it.
Yeah.
What would you say are some of the emotions that were tied to that being stuck space that you were in?
So honestly, I mean, it started for me with like disruption. Like I was just not, I wasn't feeling myself. I wasn't unhappy. I love the people that I work with. And I love the organization that I work with. Mm-hmm. But I think what happened is I was confronted with the concept of it not being as I envisioned. And so, and when I came to that realization, it was anger. It was, you know, well, you guys are really dumb because you don't realize how great I am. You know, it was a lot of external. And then it was also some internal too, like maybe this is on me. Maybe I'm not good enough. Or I had a lot of language in this job that I found out through you was not really a value alignment, in terms of diminishing myself. And I really had kind of bought into that. And so at that point, I think part of the reason I was mad is I was like, yes, you feel less than, but you shouldn't. And so it was this push and pull. It was just really not great. It was to the point where I never considered just quitting, but I was so mad at work, and that's not me. I'm not a mad person. And so that I took as a signal to really, that deserved attention to me. And I waited to work with you until I was through the bulk of that because it felt so cloudy. But once I stopped being angry, I was like, it's just not right. Like it's not a fit. It's not a good thing. And I really appreciated the work we did about values. And even when I had the conversation with my current employer about, you know, my future prospects and all the rest of it, I had an answer when they said, you know, what do you think about that? And I said, you know, I understand where you're coming from, but that doesn't align with my values. And saying that versus y'all suck. they were like, fair enough. So I think that, I really appreciated that I could bring all of those emotions to the session and then being able to work the system and come to the realization about what those emotions were informing me. And also realizing that I was not those things I was telling myself, that my values are important and they mean, and, you know, you're big into the affirmations. I still say that one. Voice is valuable and deserves to be heard in all spaces. I'll be driving down the road and I'm like, yeah, it's time to say that. So those things were very empowering for me. And I think a lot of the changes I'm making in my life now, people are like, wow, you're bold. And I'm like, no, I'm aligning.
Oh, I love that.
And it's scary. It's real scary to go through it. And at the same time, it feels appropriate and it feels right. And I feel in large part empowered because of the work I did with you.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I love that. Well, two things. One, like the affirmations, you're still saying them, because that is personally for me, creating those for you all is one of my favorite things to do. But then when you said people will say, oh, you're so bold, and you're like, no, I'm not bold, I'm aligning. That just sounds so like, I think that should be on a card somewhere. I'm not bold, I'm aligning. It's like you're prioritizing yourself and what is important to you and stepping into that. That is so beautiful. Like, I'm going to coin that somewhere. So like Leslie says, I'm not bold, I'm aligning. I love it so much. So here's a question, kind of back up. You know, we've talked a bit about different things, but I'm curious, right? So, okay, you said, you know, you did one of the free webinars that I host occasionally, and then we had the call. So I'm curious, obviously, well, two things. When you got on the call, my assumption is you probably maybe weren't 100% certain you wanted to do this yet, or were you?
No, I wasn't. I will tell you that the concept of speaking with someone like you had been present for me for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And at the risk of sounding, I don't know, like I'm making something up or I don't even know what the word is, I didn't want it to be someone like me. I wanted it to be a person who had a very different background, who had a very different worldview. Just because I value the concept of different voices. So I had been lurking on several different platforms for different people. And I think what I really was attracted to in you is that you were just very clearly data-driven, clearly very process-driven, but you're also just very much like, it's not something you have to ease into, you know, just do it, just, you know, follow me along and come along with me. And so I was not sure because I had not invested that level, in myself before. I was operating in a lot of ways on a scarcity mindset. That was something other unanticipated with you, Tega, but when I made the decision to commit and I was like, I'm spending this money, I'm going to do this, it wasn't that scary after all. And so our conversation left me feeling like the program would be a good match. It left me feeling like I would walk away with tangible outcomes. You know, I already do therapy and I love therapy, but therapy is an ongoing process. This to me felt like I was going to make a plan. And so I was really like, I was sold after you talked to me. But a lot of my hesitations, I think, kind of went away once we started speaking and I let that other part of it go. And I allowed myself to think about what would it be like to really go all in with this. Mm. And you have a great personality and I connected to that right away. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's going to push me. And so I think all in all, like the call was crucial. But I also know for a fact that if I had had the conversation with you and I had said, you know, I'm not really feeling it, you would have been like, fine. So that's nice too.
Yeah. And that happens sometimes. It's not a fit. So here's what I'm curious. So, you've talked a bit about, you know, the value work being really valuable for you. I'm curious, what else in FYFC, was there a particular session or activity that really resonated with you or kind of your wins from the program, so to speak?
Mm-hmm. So the first, I want to say it's the first three classes we did the assessment with the diamond circle thingy. I ended up on, you know,
your zone of genius interest areas.
Zone of genius. That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. And then that's something else I quoted the other day. I was like, listen, I'm firmly on the visualization, you know, up to actualization side. Like the rest of it's not for me. I'm telling you, I quote you all the time. my colleagues are like, is Tega your mom? I'm like, no, she could be a great mom, but she's not my mom. So I liked that a lot. I like the foundational side because what I felt like that, the zone of genius and then the career inventory, I think is what it's called, where we had to pick all the different
like
jobs.
Your beliefs.
And stuff like
Oh, yes, yes. So,
Yeah, and then the values, the three of those to me helped me really reconnect to things that I do consider to be true to myself, but I didn't necessarily give space for in my career. They were more about things I had defined as Leslie rather than as Leslie, the HR person, or Leslie, the working person. I'm an emotionally led individual in all things that I do. And so I think that appealed to me because it allowed me to really center in on the truth of myself. But that was the foundation from which we made the plan. The plan was hard for me because I knew that I was in the process of applying to my graduate program, and I wasn't quite sure what my plan would look like. But having that solid foundation of those things has led me now to feel more confident in the choices I'm making. And they're really fun. And I think too, the sessions early on, it was nice when we were talking as a group about how we did on those, because we were all so different. And even when my colleagues on the calls would be like, well, I'm this, and it's completely different, hearing them talk it out and talk about that process, it made me in some ways be more clear on what I was doing myself, but also really like appreciate the different perspectives, and consider it holistically. Cause there were parts of my, zone of genius, stuff that I was like, well, that's not actually true about me.
Right.
But then as I heard one of my colleagues talking about it, I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. I see how it would connect. And so it kind of allowed me to open up a little bit more. So that was like the first three sessions,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
We also had the least amount of homework those sessions. So I don't know if that's part of it, but
maybe, but no, you're right. And when you talk about those being foundational, because that's where we do like the mindset work, the values work, then the interest work. And so those really do set the stage for everything else that we do in the program. And so I'm hearing that for you, those you mentioned, those were fun for you, but also give you confidence in the choices that you've now made post FYFC, because you have that clarity. You know what is in alignment and what is out of alignment for you.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the biggest things in terms of like a takeaway for me is that the plan document that we have, the materials you've created have been wonderful. I've revisited them several times. And having that plan document to go back to when I start to feel like, oh, I could go here, I could go there. I don't know. I have something very tangible to be like, no, this is the thing. And frankly, as I've been writing cover letters for these jobs I've been applying to, I always open my values assessment first and I remind myself. Yeah. And then I'm looking at the website or the mission of the organization I'm applying to. And I'm like, two of my core values are this, and it aligns with your organization in this way. And it feels very truthful and authentic, not just like I'm, writing words to come up with things. And it's also helped me be more picky about who I end up applying to, because the research techniques you taught us and all that, those have really come into play a lot for me as well. So it sounds like I'm saying I love all of it, but that foundational piece is so crucial because, and I've revisited it time and time again, especially if once I got away from the sessions and I've started to waver about what am I doing, go back, look at your bedrock, look at your foundation. And it helps me with my guideposts moving forward.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. Okay, so one last question. So for the woman who is watching this video, she's trying to decide if FYFC is right for her. She's still kind of on the fence. Like maybe she's even deciding, should I even apply and get on that free call? What would you say to her?
If you have any awareness of any kind of doubt at all in your life, you need to make the call. Honestly, I think every 12-step program, every self-help program out there, that's the first step, is realizing that there's something amiss. You have to trust your intuition, and you do a good job of encouraging that in ourselves as well, because a lot of these assessments are tied to that. And if you've been thinking about it or wavering, you can always put aside, the life concerns of things like money or time, and just at least have the call. Because I think if you're inspired to do it, it's worth the conversation. I'm not in a position where I have a lot of extra money. I'm pretty much the main earner in my house. And so I really had to think about it and prioritize it. But having the awareness that I needed something, and then connecting with you and doing my research and feeling like this was the right thing, it it made the other parts more doable. And I'm frankly proud of myself that I did go ahead and make the call, because the impact has been monumental. And I think you owe it to yourself to at least have the conversation. And she really won't be mad at you if you say no, but don't say no. Just don't say no.
I love that. No, I will not be mad at you, but Leslie says, don't say no. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing, Leslie. And thank you for your time. It's been wonderful talking with you and catching up with you.
Same here. Good to see you.
You too.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. And I hope you found Leslie's story helpful. If you're tired of feeling stuck, unhappy, and unfulfilled in a career that feels like it's sucking the life out of you, but you're not sure how to make your transition or even what to do next, I invite you to apply to the next cohort of Find Your Fulfilling Career. FYFC is an exclusive, intimate group coaching program for the woman who is unhappy at work and ready to find a career that allows her to live on purpose and thrive in her zone of genius. Visit findyourfulfillingcareer.com to submit your application today. You can also find that link in the show notes for this episode. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.